Joining us today by phone is Bill Ratner. He's an author and also works in Hollywood as a voiceover professional, and he'll be giving a presentation at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts on the effects of technology and digital media on children. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I am very good. Oh, I'm so glad to talk to you. Could you tell us some about your background?
Sure. I'm a Minnesotan and graduated Washburn High School in Minneapolis, and ended up working in the theater on the West Bank of Minneapolis for a number of years, doing educational theater and working in the schools and putting on plays, and went to the U for a while, and ended up in California doing comedy, and was a radio announcer for a number of years, and then the logical step from there is to do freelance voiceover work for everything from movie trailers on TV, advertising studio movies, to television promos, to documentaries on Discovery and Smithsonian Channel. And that's what I do for a living these days.
I looked at your website, heard some of your voiceovers, and realized that we've all heard you a lot. Is that what gave you a little background for getting into being an author?
Yes, two things. One was being in the advertising and broadcast business, and probably the more important thing was having children. When I was nearly 40 years old, my wife and I had our first child, and as she aged into the digital era, we seemed to lose control over what she was watching and how much she was watching, and she was much, much better and faster on our desktop computer at age six than I am today, and through that she was doing instant messaging and going on websites, and fortunately she was at a school where they were doing digital education for kids and talking about safety for kids online, but still it was not in control, so we had to kind of punt. We were part of a babysitting group of friends who had kids the same age. And we decided, first off, let's ban cell phones from Saturday night's babysitting so the kids can play together. And then we decided, you know, no web surfing, no digital activity, 6 to midnight on Saturday nights when we were all babysitting for each other's kids. And that was kind of the first time that we ever laid down a rule. I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and my parents, I think, we're probably happy to have me down in the basement watching television so they could have some free time. But today, it's a different world, and children have hundreds of options in ways that they can waste time and sort of be separate from one another and separate from their siblings and separate from their parents and just sort of whiling away their time on what psychiatrists and educators are seeing as a highly addictive series of media, from computer games to YouTube to repurposed advertising for the web to repurposed television programming for the web, which you see on your device. Mine, my cell phone. I can watch my programs on my cell phone. And that's how it's ownership. Kids take ownership of this. And unfortunately, it's not ownership of an ability to play sports, or it's not ownership of an ability to play a musical instrument, or an ability to act in a play on a stage, or be in a debate club, or be in a language club. It's the ability to squirrel away alone in your bedroom, staring at an electronic screen. So I'm not a champion or a professional media pundit. I have personal reasons, and my first personal reasons were watching my daughter and then my second child wasting so much time, their grades going down, and that's a very long, windy answer to your question, Sherry.
Well, I thank you for that. Your poster says that this is appropriate for ages 8 to 88, so you're not geared just to parents, but also to children to help them learn this digital age?
Well, I've had a lot of fun talking in schools in my area and around the country, talking about the subject of media awareness for children. And I find that kids, little tiny preschoolers and 5 and 6 year olds might not be appropriate, but certainly from age 8 on up, these are kids who've watched thousands of hours of television and have been online for thousands of hours. and know more than we do as adults and are much handier at getting around the web and operating their devices. And so they know exactly what I'm talking about. And the child, be it a fourth grader or a teenager about to graduate high school, is an essential part of a family dialogue for controlling the use of electronic media in the home. It can't just be parents laying down laws for their children. It has to start with a dialogue of, hey, kids, what do you guys think we should do? Do you have friends at school who are just hooked on their cell phones? Yeah, Dad, I know so-and-so who just, you know, he goes in the basement and doesn't do anything else. Well, what do you think we should do in our house? And if the parents ask their kids are going to come up with great ideas, which the parents can then say, okay, gee, what a great idea. Bring all your phones into the kitchen when you come home. We'll charge them in the kitchen. You can have them in the morning. If you have to take a phone call, take it in your room, bring the phone back, and plug it in the kitchen overnight.
This sounds very good. I'd also like to hear, what's your favorite voice to do when you're working in the school with the kids?
Well, the voice that I was known for many years ago was in the TV cartoon G.I. Joe, which ran in the 80s and 90s. And you know, I also do video games and so on. I think probably the stuff that I'm most proud of and that most people have heard repeatedly is on the Smithsonian Channel program called Air Disasters, about air flight and what happens and how they fix planes. And, you know, extreme weather is another one I've done for the Weather Channel. You know, having worked so long and realizing that the television commercial, the radio commercial media as a whole is there to get us to put out money and get us to go online and buy something or get us to walk in the store. My dad was in advertising, and he was very concerned that I understand what advertising was about and what consumerism is about and how to keep me a savvy consumer as opposed to an uncontrolled consumer as a child. And so I figured I better do the same thing for my daughters, and if I'm capable of doing it for a larger audience, school kids or friends or grown-ups, why not? And ultimately I was asked at a storytelling conference to write a book about what I was doing as kind of a hobby, Media Awareness for Kids, and thus grew my book, Parenting for the Digital Age, The Truth About Media's Effect on Children and What to Do About It. And, it's been a really fun and interesting run, from going to book festivals to being on TV stations that I work for and having them interview me about the book instead of having me say, then tonight, the terrible news, blah, blah, blah. So it's been a really interesting ride. You know, my impulse was, if kids are going to watch the cartoons that I'm in, I should at least let them know that what it is to try to sell children things on television.
Well, we certainly are looking forward to your visit with us.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Bill Ratner. He'll be doing several presentations on parenting in the digital age. He'll be at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts on Tuesday, March 8th at 6:30, in addition to a networking luncheon at the Cook County Higher Education earlier that day at 11:30, and then an informal coffee hour on Wednesday, March 9th at 9 o'clock. You are going to be a busy man, Bill.
Well, it's fun. You know, I live in California, and when I come back to Minnesota, I get to see friends, and I used to canoe up in the Boundary Waters canoe area, and so for me to head up to Grand Marais is going to be fun.
Well, we look forward to seeing you again, and thanks for joining us today.
Great, Sherry. Thank you.